This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. So finally, it's just something brief that was on my heart. I really feel a burden of the Lord to just encourage you from this scripture today, Luke chapter 8, verse 14. And the scripture reads, "And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection." And so I felt thy Lord was having me to pray this morning about that for the leaders, and also giveth unto you the encouragement. And so may I encourage you concerning the cares of this world. Even the correction that may come from some place that is outside of the Lord about the world, and I don't really know why I'm saying that, but I feel that maybe it's in the workplace, maybe it's in your workplace. Don't allow those cares to choke the word of God in your heart. Don't allow your flesh to choke the word of God that you receive in your sleep in divine revelation, or if he bestows upon you visions. Don't allow your flesh to cause that to be a care outside of, and you lose and you become anxious about those things. It's important that you have peace with what you see in your sleep. This is an area I continue to feel the blessed Holy Spirit having me to impart into your heart, that you have peace about it. He is visiting you. It's a gift. Even if he is correcting, it is still a gift. Would you not want to know what is displeasing the Lord God about you? And so make sure that you wake up in the morning time or whenever you receive a dream with the right heart. Amen. Ask the Lord to give you the right heart to respond to that which he reveals unto you. He is watching your response. Excuse me. Thank you, Jesus.